In the 16th Psalm we read, "You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hands are pleasure and forevermore." Loving God, we give thanks and praise for showing us what we are and helping us experience life as you want us to live it. As we go to be with those we love, we know that you have given them to us who love us and bring us joy, and that we can share together. We are mindful that you have laid out these gifts for our benefit, which makes our lives complete. So we give you thanks, O Lord, to you once again for all that you do for us. In your holy name we pray.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Johnson.
Be here in the Missouri Senate. I'm
here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal. Senator from Webster is here.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 30th day, Wednesday, March 4, 2020. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though I haven't been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and be approved as though it had been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 38, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator, would you care to move for the report's adoption, and feel free to explain it.
Yes, I would, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report shall be voted on in one motion.
Mr. President, the committee reports be adopted, and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the gubernatorial appointment report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments report. The order of business is reports of standing committee. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guest.
Hearing no objection, please proceed. If we could get a little bit of quiet in the chamber so we could hear the Queen of Callaway County make her introduction.
Here we go.
Senator, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce to you a group from the Toyota Motor Manufacturing Missouri Incorporation from Lincoln County, formerly Toyota Bodine. Today, I have Kim Minke, Leah Amling, and Donna Orff, who have come to my office to discuss what great things are going on at their plant. I ask the chamber to please recognize them and give them a warm welcome.
The chamber probably would never hear me say this before, Senator, but let's welcome the folks from Toyota to the Senate chamber today.
Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward.
I might try to touch base.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 587, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Barrie. Senator from Barrie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Please send that report forward.
Sorry.
Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 625, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
And your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 633, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 739, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 716, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety has one report.
Please send that one report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred, Senate Bill 809 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator for Jefferson.
Insurance and Banking has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read your report. Okay.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred, Senate Bill 797 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred, Senate Bill 779 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred, Senate Bill 669 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Professional Registration has a report.
Please send your report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred, Senate Bill 866, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred, Senate Bill 756, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm seeking unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, today is STEM Day at the Capitol, and up in the upper gallery, I have teams from Chesterbourne Middle School and Centralia. All three of these teams were recognized for their achievement at the Missouri Future City Competition in January of this year. This year's challenge is clean water, tap into tomorrow. I would ask the body to make these students from Centralia, Missouri feel welcome in the Missouri Senate today.
Would the guests from the Center of Boone please rise and this chamber make them feel welcome? Senator from Barton.
President, I would seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. A number of us in this body have had constituents here this week with Teen Pack, which is a group made up primarily of home education students who come here to learn about the history, the purpose, and the function of government. And I have some of those here this morning that I'd like to introduce on your right and my left. Maddie Karst, Sarah Meissner, Emily Newman, Lena Meissner, Holly Matthews, and Jubilee Matthews. These are both parents and students, and I would ask the body to please welcome them. Thank you,
Please welcome the guests from the Center from Barton. Senator from Cape.
Thank you, Mr. President. Seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Mr. President, the purpose of STEM Day at the Capitol is to bring together students, educators, business, and government leaders to discuss and celebrate the importance of math, science, engineering, technology, education in Missouri's youth. And over 500 students from around the state have made their way to the Capitol, and many of them are here today up in the gallery. They're from Bayless Junior High, Bunston High School, Camden High School, Cedar Hill Elementary, Dixon High School, Gateway Science Academy, Highland Elementary School, Jefferson City School District, Lackey R5 School District, Locust Street Expressive Arts School, Missouri S&T, Newburgh R2 School, Osage County R1 School, Renick School, State Technical College of Missouri, Warrensburg Adventure Club, Waynesville, R6, and they're up in the gallery. And please welcome to...
Would the guests from the Center of Cape please rise, and would the chamber please make them feel welcome here this morning. Senator from the second. First.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Hearing no objection, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the same vein as the introductions of the Senator from Boone and the Senator from Cape Girardeau, with us today on your right and my left is Nathan Williams. He's a teacher at Bayless Junior High School in the 1st Senate District. Mr. Williams is the Project Lead the Way National Gateway Teacher of the Year. If the body could please make him feel very welcome.
Please welcome the guest from the Center from the First. Senator from the Second. Getting it right now. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 764, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 768, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Good morning, Mr. President. It's a great day in the Missouri Senate. Your Small Business and Industry Committee has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 690, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 639, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Eichel, Chairman.
Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Please send your report forward. 576-2C-615. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 576, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 615, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crawford, Chairman.
Serve me eighth.
Your Committee on Economic Development has a bid.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 586, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Searpoy, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred, Senate Bill 568, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bernskerner, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Veterans and Military Affairs, to which was referred, Senate Bill 784, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator White, Chairman.
Senator from Platt.
President, your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred, Senate Bills 602, 778, and 561, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Lukemeyer, Chairman.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred, Senate Bill 802, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator O'Loughlin, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third read on the formal calendar, and I would ask that you call a calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for third reading. First bill up is Senate Bill number 664, the senator from the 20th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 664 be taken up for third read and passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 20th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 664 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes. This bill simply adds call spoofing, as is now defined in the bill, as a method of telephone solicitation that's also prohibited under the provisions and penalties under the telemarketing no-call list. As anyone who has a cell phone is very aware of how this act of being harassed over by callers has evolved and changed, and now they're using a way of being an imposter where they're using local telephone numbers and sometimes numbers that belong to other individuals in order to fake or spoof who they're calling from. And so this is using language that was provided by the Attorney General's office in order to define that form of spoofing so that they can go after these bad actors and hopefully at least curb some of this this nefarious activity. With that, I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
The senator from the 20th District has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 664. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from the 20th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 664 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 664, an act relating to call spoofing. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. Votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 587, the senator from Cole County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 587 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Cole County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 587 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Absolutely. This is the Technology Trust Fund for the Secretary of State's office. It was established in 1994. The sunset's been extended three different times. This would make it the fourth time. It allows the Secretary of State to keep up with technology without using general revenue. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The senator from Cole County has moved for the third reading and final passage of Senate Bill number 587. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Cole County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 587 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 587, an act relating to fees credited to the Secretary of State's Technology Trust Fund. Senators Arthur, Bernsgetter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 20th District.
Unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right are members of the Midwest Hemophilia Association. If they could please stand. I have with us Angela Brown, who's the executive director, as well as Charity Meadows with her three sons. These are very talented young men from my district, Elijah Meadows, Evan Meadows, and Aiden Meadows. And I'd ask the body to please make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome this family and constituents to the Missouri Senate today. The order of business is third reading of Senate bill, staying on that same calendar. Senate committee substitute for Senate bills number 673 and 560, the senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate bill number 673 and 560 be taken up for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Phelps. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate bills 673 and 560 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bills?
Yes, Mr. President. Senate bills 673 and 560 is a military spouse reciprocity bill. This is our attempt to continue to make Missouri the most friendly military state in the country. And, Mr. President, I would also remind the body that this bill has an emergency clause on it.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to amend your motion to include the Senate committee substitute? Would you move the Senate committee substitute for those two bills, get third read, and finally passed?
I do.
Would you care to say that?
I move to include the Senate committee substitute for third read and final passage.
Thank you, Senator. The senator from Phelps County moves that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 673 and 560 be read for a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Inquire the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, you yield.
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
I just want to tell you, I think this is a great bill. I filed this bill, I believe, 2 years ago under our former governor. You know, with Whiteman Air Force Base in my district, I've got a couple of real-life stories of this. I don't know if you've talked, if you've had some constituents come to you with this or not, but I know I had a nurse or a spouse of an airman that was a nurse and was trying to get her nursing license and wanted to get that as good as fast as possible. And so I was able to, you know, try and help her, but she was a little frustrated with the process. And we also had a CPA, actually, who was a spouse of an airman officer and helped try and get him through or her through that process as well. So I think this is a great piece of legislation. I appreciate your filing it and the senator from the second, and just want to let you know that this will truly help a lot of those spouses out there.
Thank you, Senator. I'm proud to sponsor this legislation. Yep.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion, Senator from Cole County.
President, can I inquire the Senator from Johnson?
Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson County, you accept an inquiry from your colleague of Cole County.
I do.
He does proceed.
So you said you did this 2 years ago? Yes, I think I had a similar bill 2 years ago.
Do you think it was the sponsor of the bill that got it done this time?
Probably so.
Probably so.
Okay.
All right, I just wondered what your opinion was on that.
Yes, I think it's most definitely the senator from Phelps. He has a robust legislative agenda this year, and he is obviously a much better handler of that bill than I was 2 years ago.
It's hard to argue with that.
I agree, Senator.
All right, thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Further discussion on the third read motion. For the benefit of the body and the benefit of the bill handler, there is no emergency clause on this bill. Does that elicit any additional conversation? Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from Phelps County, you recognize the close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Phelps County renews his motion that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 673 and 560 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 673 and 560, an act relating to professional licensing reciprocity. Senators Arthur, aye. Bernsketter, aye. Brown, aye. Burleson, aye. Serpoy, aye. Crawford, aye. Cunningham, aye. Igel, aye. Emery, aye. Hageman, Hoskins, aye. Huff, aye. Koenig, aye. Leibler, aye. Luchtmeyer, aye. May, aye. Nasheed, aye. O'Loughlin, aye. Onder, aye. Riddle, aye. Rizzo, aye. Rowden, aye. Sater, aye. Schatz, aye. Shoup, aye. Sipton, aye. Wallingford, aye. Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
aye. By your vote of 29 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 644, the Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Number 644 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Johnson County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 644 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you include the Senate substitute in that motion, please?
Yes. I would like to move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 644 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. The bill simply adds mental health service dogs to the definition of approved service animals. These types of service dogs help veterans and, for example, and as well those with PTSD, and also puts forth some reasonable regulations to stop fake service animals. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Senator from Johnson has moved for the third reading and final passage of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 644. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Johnson renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 644 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 644, an act relating to service animals with penalty provisions. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, aye. Huff, aye. Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, aye. Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, aye. Riddle, aye. Rizzo, aye. Rowden, aye. Sater, aye. Schatz, aye. Shoup, aye. Sifton, aye. Wallingford, Walsh, White, aye. Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 28 aye and 1 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tiling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business and reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics as a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 594, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 594 and House Bill 1693 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight? Also, Mr. President, re-refer Senate Bill 951 from the Committee on Health and Pensions to the Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children.
Those bills shall be so referred and re-referred. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read?
There are messages from the House of Representatives. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1898, entitled An Act Relating to Unmanned Aircraft. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2199, entitled An Act Relating to Child Passenger Restraint Systems. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1800, entitled An Act Relating to Special License Plates. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1468, entitled An Act Relating to Activities Extended to Persons Found Guilty of Certain Criminal Offenses, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, there will be no other formal business other than the second reading of Senate bills. Everyone have a fantastic weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Cape Girardeau. Senator, would you put your microphone on?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Missouri Mathematics and Science Coalition, an initiative of the Missouri Chamber Foundation, is celebrating the contributions that science, technology, engineering, mathematics, or STEM, our state, will, with their annual STEM Day at the Capitol in the third floor rotunda. The celebration will take place all morning and conclude at 1 p.m. with the Capitol Cup, a first robotics competition on the side of the rotunda. I encourage everyone to go there and check it out.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin County.
Senate Bill 957.
Senate Bill 957, an act relating to the credentialing of health care practitioners by health carriers.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 958.
Senate Bill 958, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions to domestic violence shelters.
Economic development, Senate Bill 959.
Senate Bill 959, an act relating to pet protective orders.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 960.
Senate Bill 960, an act relating to earned compliance credits of offenders.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 961.
Senate Bill 961, an act relating to maintenance orders.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 962.
Senate Bill 962, an act relating to prescription drug costs.
Insurance and banking, Senate Bill 963.
Senate Bill 963, an act relating to judgment interest rates.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence, Senate Bill 964.
Senate Bill 964, an act relating to mud flap requirements.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 965.
Senate Bill 965, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses.
Seniors, Families, Children. Senate Bill 966.
Senate Bill 966, an act relating to reading success in schools.
Education. Senate Bill 967.
Senate Bill 967, an act relating to the Department of Economic Development.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 968.
Senate Bill 968, an act relating to lump sum elections for state employees.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 969.
Senate Bill 969, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property.
Local Government Elections. Senate Bill 970.
Senate Bill 970, an act relating to federal regulation of private health insurance.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 971.
Senate Bill 971, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs.
Seniors, Families, and Children. Senate Bill 972.
Senate Bill 972, an act relating to health insurance.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 973.
Senate Bill 973, an act relating to early childhood care and education programs.
Education. Senate Bill 974.
Senate Bill 974, an act relating to blind pensions.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 975.
Senate Bill 975, an act relating to utility districts.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and Environment. Senate Bill 976.
Senate Bill 976, an act relating to supervision of pharmacy interns at a remote dispensing site pharmacy.
Congressional Registration. Senate Bill 977.
Senate Bill 977, an act relating to the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics STEM Initiative.
Education. Senate Bill 978.
Senate Bill 978, an act relating to the Office of Administration.
General Laws. Senate Bill 979.
Senate Bill 979, an act relating to working animals.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 980.
Senate Bill 980, an act relating to individualized programming for inmates at facilities operated by the Department of Corrections.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 981.
Senate Bill 981, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 982.
Senate Bill 982, an act relating to recreational vehicle dealer agreements.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 983.
Senate Bill 983, an act relating to agricultural land values.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 984.
Senate Bill 984, an act relating to Missouri Family Trust Companies.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 985.
Senate Bill 985, an act relating to prohibitions against discriminatory policing.
Judiciary, Civil, Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 986.
Senate Bill 986, an act relating to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior.
General Laws. Senate Bill 987.
Senate Bill 987, an act relating to bonds for county records and deeds.
Local Government and Elections. Senate Bill 988.
Senate Bill 988, an act relating to defining sex as gender determined by genotype under the Missouri Human Rights Act.
Government Reform. Senate Bill 989.
Senate Bill 989, an act relating to safe consumption facilities.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 990.
Senate Bill 990, an act relating to life insurance.
Health and our insurance and banking. Senate Bill 991.
Senate Bill 991, an act relating to construction contracts.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 992.
Senate Bill 992, an act relating to licensing of architects, engineers, and landscape architects.
Professional Registration. Senate Bill 993.
Senate Bill 993, an act relating to off-label use of drugs, biological products, or medical devices.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 994.
Senate Bill 994, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia.
Ag, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 995.
Senate Bill 995, an act relating to the release of a person charged with a bailable offense.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 996.
Senate Bill 996, an act relating to the virtual school program.
Government Reform. Senate Bill 997.
Senate Bill 997, an act relating to school district sub-districts.
Education. Senate Bill 998.
Senate Bill 998, an act relating to prohibiting gifts from lobbyists.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 999.
Senate Bill 999, an act relating to retirement benefits for police officers.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 1000.
Senate Bill 1000, an act relating to the public disclosure of certain financial information of public employee retirement systems.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 1001.
Senate Bill 1001, an act relating to salvage vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. Senate Bill 1002.
Senate Bill 1002, an act relating to penalties for manufacturers and distillers of intoxicating liquor.
General Law. Senate Bill 1003.
Senate Bill 1003, an act relating to aviation jet fuel.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1004.
Senate Bill 1004, an act relating to tax credit for rehabilitation or construction of certain residences.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 1005.
Senate Bill 1005, an act relating to a tax credit for the care of certain dependents.
Economic Development, Senate Bill 1006.
Senate Bill 1006, an act relating to licensing of accountants.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 1007.
Senate Bill 1007, an act relating to all-terrain vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 1008.
Senate Bill 1008, an act relating to restrictive covenants.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate to stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, March 9th, 2020.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, March 9th at 1600.